Blog Talk Radio.
Small time Hustler Sports Comp Podcast. I was getting ready to say Comcast. Welcome to the Small Time Hustlers Sports Podcast. And I'm your host, Randy J. Sean Jackson, and my co-host, you on today?
Yo.
It's your boy, that's T. my Sean. Co-host right there, my nephew, T. Sean, a.k.a. Sincere Williams. We got a good show ahead of you. We're going to, it's Saturday, October 14th. And we got a good, pretty good show. We're not going to be out here too long, but pretty good show. You know, sports, you know what I mean? It's the weekend. It's college football Saturday. NFL week 6 Sunday. You know what I mean? What better? It's raining outside. What better can we be doing with talking about sports? How you feeling, Neff?
I'm feeling good, man. Thinking about these games this week, man.
Yeah, it's a tough week, man. I'm wondering if this gonna be the week of the underdogs, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. But we got some good matchups. We got some real good matchups this week. We're gonna give out some bold predictions. See if we can't collect some more receipts on this. I'm literally, as we speak, still studying for my 4-pick parlay. I might cut it down. You said you're going to do a 5-pick parlay, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to do a 4-pick. I might do a 4-pick and then my best bet for the day. I don't know. We're going to get it all together. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about week 5, last week's card. We're going to talk about week 6, you know what I mean, and some of the other sports topics that's going on around the world. But with that, we're going to take one more quick break, get your pencils and pens ready, and we'll be right back with the Small Time Hustlers Podcast. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
that for some introduction music. You like that? You like that introduction, Ness?
Yeah. I like the other first one you played.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's my sport anthem. For the sports. Okay, we back, man. We back. We got a couple of people on listening on to the show. So we about ready to get started. But this week, I had a couple of things I wanted to talk about before we get started. Well, if you're on the line and you want to go live, number one, you have to press one. Then you can come live, you know, and join me and Nephew, you know what I mean? Give your opinions, give your views, give some bold predictions. You know, let's just talk sports. You know, it's not just our show. It's all of us together. So, with that being said, if you want to go live, you have to press one. You can give out your picks too. You know what I mean? And then we'll see how you do. You come back next week, and you know we'll put them up against my picks and against sincere picks, and we'll see how you do. You know what I mean? Might be better than ours. Who knows? I don't know. But I wanted to talk about, I know what I did want to talk about before we start the show. I want to be, or kind of get everybody feeling on what's going on over there in New England with Bill Belichick. I'm wondering if Robert Kraft is about to drop the bomb on him and give him the boot. You know, because The only reason that he's still coaching is because he's trying to bring Don Shula's the ex Miami Dolphins coach. He's trying to break Don Shula's all time winning record. That's the only reason he's still around. I mean, the man is almost 80, I think. He's up there. I don't know how old he is, but I know he's in his 70s. And he got something against Don Shula. I think Don Shula said something about the Patriots years ago when they had the problems with the deflated ball and Tom Brady and all them. So he kind of got a chip on his shoulder against Don Shula. So he's sticking around to try to break Don Shula's record. I don't know how far he is from breaking the record, but I know at the pace the Patriots going right now, the Patriots is like 1-4, something like that. He's going to have to coach a lot of more years to catch up, you know. If that's the case, I could see if they was on a pace to win about 9 or 10 games this year. But the way the Patriots playing, unless they turn everything around, they like a mere glimpse of what the Patriots used to be. And me personally, frankly, I don't give a damn how much they lose. I really hope they keep losing as much ass as the Patriots done kicked around the NFL. They done kicked enough ass around the NFL that I don't feel no sympathy. Hold on a second. Hey, Dre, I'm doing a podcast. I'm live doing a podcast. You want me to call you in? All right, I'll call you in. Sorry about that. Yeah, so you know, everybody know I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, so you know how I feel about the Patriots. They've been kicking Miami ass for a long, way too long. So it's time for them to get to see what the basement feel like, with the bottom tier, the lower echelon of sports, what it feel like. So I don't give a damn about that.
Well, they definitely gonna be there this year.
You said what?
They definitely gonna be on the low tier this year.
Yeah, they can stay. They can stay on the low tier. Let me call Dre into the show. They could stay. They could stay that way, as I'm concerned. Because I don't have no sympathy. No sympathy whatsoever for the Patriots. Not at all. So that's just how I feel. They could keep losing, and he could stick around for as long as he wants to try to break down Shula record. Second one I wanted to talk about is that damn Colin Kaepernick. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. He is really starting to get under my skin. begging, trying to beg NFL teams to let him back in the NFL. I mean, come on, man. Was that about 7 years ago, 5 years ago, or something like that? I mean, he took a knee. He said he was fighting for oppression and police brutality. He started this whole wave and all this controversy and all this shit about boycotting and all the stuff he was doing with taking knees and wearing the shirts against the, it started all this stuff. And now he's begging teams to let him get back in NFL. Every time he turned around, every time a quarterback getting hurt, he's sending his films into the team and or getting his agents to call in. Now I think he's begging the who quarterback went down? Somebody quarterback went down, and now the I Jets just heard the other day he's sending the, who?
It was the Jets quarterback. He was trying to get on the Jets.
The Jets. Now he's trying to get the Jets. I mean, yo, if you like Muhammad Ali, he fought against injustice, and he said he wasn't gonna go to Vietnam to fight the war. They stripped him of his title. He said he didn't give a damn if he had to stay broke. He said because when the same people that's loving him with money, you know, they're going to love him when he's broke. But what about if he go over there and fought against other people to kill other people with the same complexion as we got? How would it look? How would that look for him? And he's somebody that's standing up. Well, you know, he was a black Muslim standing up for black people. But anyway, whatever. Now, Colin, I'm just sick of him trying to beg his way back into the NFL. I mean, like, yo, what you going to do? You gonna stand for police brutality and against injustice and stuff like that? Or you want to rub noses with the white owners and all those things like that? You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Whatever.
I don't think he's ever going to get back into the league.
No.
Nah. If he would have been in the league, you know what I mean? I think they blackballed him, man.
Yeah, he's definitely blackballed. He's definitely blackballed. That's a fact.
That was blackballed that right there.
Yeah, somebody was listening to the show. They hung up when you start talking about that Colin thing. People get touchy. They get touchy because you know, it's a lot of people that's quote unquote patriotic. You know, they don't want to hear nothing about Colin coming back into the NFL. Oh, he wouldn't salute the flag and he wouldn't do this. Man, I don't give a damn about all that. All I'm saying is that if you're going to fight for something, stick with it. You know what I mean? Don't fight against something and then years later try to come back like with your tail between your legs, begging the same people that you was fighting against, and you begging the same people to let you back in the door after you done kicked yourself out the door. Like, I don't understand that. But anyway, that just rubbed me kind of wrong. Next, I want to talk about Russell Wilson. This guy, man. He comes on to do a post game interview after I guess they lost to Denver just lost to who was that, Kansas City or somebody. He comes on and he sounds like it's the end of the world. You know what I mean? It's the end of the world. Like, yo, you getting $250 million, man. I could give you 250 million reasons. You know what I mean? Like, I just seen the interview, and it just was – it was pitiful, man, to see him like that. I mean, you love the sport like that. You're getting $250 million to play. I mean, you left Seattle because the players was over there in Seattle. I heard that they was threatening to beat him up because he wasn't black enough. Now he over here with Denver, and he complaining about not winning. Man, just take the money. $250 million. I'm just playing, man. I mean, he got Super Bowl rings. I mean, he's not as good as he used to be. And I just think, man, I don't know. Maybe he needs to just retire
the coach won him out of there. Sean Payton only won him there.
Oh, yeah, I bet he don't. $250 million, though, he getting paid, man. Like, come on, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
They're going to find a way to get him out of there. I recently heard he was trying to get the Cowboys backup quarterback, the one who used to play for 49ers, Trey Lance.
Oh, okay, Lance. Yeah, okay. Well, he's pretty good.
So I think that this might be Wilson. He might be out of there after this year.
It's time for him to sit down. He looks a little smaller to me too. I think he lost weight. Well, maybe he did that maybe so he could be quicker or something. I don't know. He looks a little small out there. But anyway, on to the next thing. Let's talk about some local underdogs. We got the Jets playing the Eagles, and we got the Giants playing the Bills. What you think any of these underdogs can get a win this week? Any of these local underdogs? The question is, who got a better chance? The Jets got a better chance of beating the Eagles, or the Giants got a better chance of beating the Bills?
Oh, that's a good. I think they both gonna get killed, but you know, I'll give it to the Giants. I think the Giants got a better chance. I think.
You think the Giants got a better chance of beating the Bills?
Yeah,
yes,
fine.
I like that. I don't believe it, but I like that.
Now, don't get me wrong. The Jets got a good-ass defense, man. But I just feel like the Eagles, man, they pulling off these wins and shit. And it was like, mark my word, I'm going to tell you it's going to be the Eagles and the 49ers in the NFC Championship. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, yeah. That's a fact. That's a lot. You could pencil that in.
Yeah, but I just think that the Eagles are going to beat the Jets this week, so... And the Bills going to beat the Giants, too. They're going to try to hang in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. I think the Jets got a better chance of beating the Eagles than the Giants got of beating the Bills. I think the Bills going to crush the Giants, man. But, see, the Eagles, I was reading up, the Eagles got a lot of injuries. You know what I mean? And I heard that the Eagles wasn't doing too good in the red zone this year. And one thing I know for a fact that I don't have to hear that I see with my own eyes, the Jets got a good damn defense, man.
Yeah, they do. The Jets got
a good defense. And you got to think, if you look at all the games Philly's had this year, the Phillies, they not running through teams like they did last year. They're not running through them.
They pulling off the wins like they, you know what I mean, like lucky. I don't say lucky, but they close games.
Yeah, they close games. They're having a lot of close games this year. So it's going to be, you know what I mean? It's just time for Zach Wilson. And he got to step up and play. Step up.
You was right, too. The Eagles, they, like, three of their main people was out there. Jalen Carter, the D-tackle, he out. Darius Slay, he out. They main cornerback, he out. And somebody named Justin Evans, the starting safety, he out. So
they got a lot of injuries. So if Zach could just play like he played against Buffalo the first game, or like he played against Kansas City, I think they'd be all right. But that's neither here nor there. That's something that we'll wait and see what happens. But
let me take that back. The Giants, they banged up too. I'm not saying it's gonna matter, but you know Daniel Jones not playing.
Oh, Miami hurt him last. He got hurt last week against the Dolphins.
But Saquon Barkley, he questionable. He might play. So, but Daniel Jones is out.
That's well, we'll see. I like the backup better anyway. The Giants guy. I like the black guy. Tyrone.
Taylor.
Keller. Yeah, I like him. He showed some flashes of good moments last week against the Dolphins. So he almost beat my ticket. He wasn't like a half a yard short for running for the first down in the end of the game. So what's the premiere? What's some of the games you looking forward to seeing this week? Other than the Cowboys, your Cowboys.
Here we go. I like the like I said, the Eagles and the Jets, man.
Yeah, I want to see that game too.
49ers and the Browns game also.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a good game too.
Yeah, the 49ers.
That's like one of the top offenses going up against the top defense. You know, Cleveland defense is ranked number 3. I didn't know Cleveland defense was that good.
Well, nah, I ain't know that either, honestly.
Yeah. The Cleveland defense is ranked number 3. I don't know if it's against points allowed or what it is, but I read it this morning. So that's gonna. I mean, they're not gonna beat the 49ers, of course not. 49ers is the front runners. They the team to beat this year. Like you said, it's going to be the 49ers and
the Eagles
in the NFC Championship game. And on the other side, I think it's going to be I'm going to have to say Miami. I think it's going to be Miami and Kansas City. On the other side. We'll see, though.
I hear you. I got to worry about the Bills, but anyway.
No. This is what I'm getting ready to tell you. The Bills are better than Miami right now. After about 4 or 5 more games, I don't know. But this was going to happen. This was going to happen to the Bills. The Bills might beat Miami 2 times this year. I doubt it. They beat them once already. Gonna know what the thing is gonna be. Miami gonna end off with a better record than the Bills. Mark my words. Bills might beat Miami twice, but Miami gonna finish with a better record than the Bills. So Miami gonna, I'm predicting that Miami gonna win the division this year. Cause you know Buffalo already. The Buffalo, I don't know what's going on with Buffalo. They already got 2 losses. So I don't know what's going on with Buffalo, and all I know is that, and I'm not sure that they, and I'm not sure they're gonna beat Miami because they play Miami in the last game of the season, you know what I mean? And that might be the deciding game to see who wins the division. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not rushing the season, but I'm looking forward to that.
But remember what I told you though, December the 3rd, the Eagles play 49ers. I'm looking forward to that too.
When?
December the 3rd, the Eagles play the 49ers.
Oh, that's going to be a premiere. That's going to be on the that's going to be the premiere game that week.
Yeah.
Clash of the Titans. For real. I'm trying to see what you think about the Vikings and the Bears game. They both 1-4. Chicago home. Chicago was like impressive last week, man. They kicked Washington ass from the beginning of the first quarter to the end of the beginning of the game to the end of the game. I don't know if the Bears if they took taking a step in the right direction or what's going on. But who you think gonna win that game?
I don't know, man. They both. I don't like either one of them, but I probably go with the over because, like you said, the Bears, they look like they got their mojo back a little bit on offense. And the Vikings, I just go with the over on that. It's 49.5, but, you know, that's a lot of points for them, both of the teams, not to be getting their ass kicked. But I think this week they're going to put up some points.
You think, you know, Miami got a huge point spread It's 13.5. It's actually more than it was last week when they played the Giants. It was 12.5. Now it's they favor 13.5 over Carolina Panthers. Somebody texts me and says the Lions. Yeah, Lions looking good this year, but they are. I just don't got faith in them. Like they remind me of the Braves in baseball. Play good as hell all year, and then when the playoffs come, they don't play good. But we'll see. What you think? You think Miami gonna cover that point spread?
I don't know, man. I'm leaning towards Miami, but I don't know, man. But I'll take it. I'll take it to 14.
Miami got two of our secondary starters is out, and on the secondary, our cornerback Dante Jackson, he out, and I can't remember the other guy that's out, but it's two. I know it's two people, and our running back. You heard about that running back A-Chain, right? Miami running back, yeah, he hurt too. He gonna miss four weeks, yeah.
So who y'all back?
So yeah, it's gonna depend, huh? Oh, we got our backup is both for 49ers ex running back Monster and Wilson, but they not like that rookie. You know that rookie was a third round draft pick, A-Chain, and he the man. He had like a 200-yard rushing game, 150-yard rushing game. Yeah, both of them.
I get on that. What you think about the Lions and the Bucks?
The Lions in Tampa Bay. Oh man. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I don't know much about Tampa Bay. I know the Lions got that. What's that running back, David Montgomery? He been busting it out lately. And I know Tampa Bay, they defense. I mean, they ain't no slouch. You know what I mean? So if I had to bet on the game, oh man, I would. I'm going – the Lions going to win, man. The Lions going to win. I think it's going to be closer than what people think it's going to be. But I'd say maybe like a 31-21. I'm looking at something like that. I think the Lions going to win.
Yeah, I got the Lions.
But that's a good game. That's a good game. I'm looking forward to seeing that game right there.
Yeah, I got them games. Lions game and over.
Oh, you like the Lions game and over. That's a good bet.
Yeah, Lions
that is a
game.
Good bet.
Mark
Lions
that down.
Game and over.
Yeah.
I'm really still studying my four pick parlay. I'm unsure whether the Miami game gonna go under or over. The under over is 48.5. I mean, Miami explosive, you know, but then I was doing a little research, and I don't think, like, Carolina, they haven't been getting blown out. Like, they've been playing tough games to the end.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Miami going to put up, that many points. But, hey.
I don't know if they put up that many points, but I think Miami should cover that 14.
You think they can cover that 14, right? I was going wishy washy with was I gonna take the under and take Carolina with the points, or was I gonna take the over and take I'm gonna take the under and take Carolina with the points, or either I'm gonna take the over and take Miami with the spread. It's one or two. So what we gonna do now is let me see if I forget anything. I don't really think I forgot anything. If anybody on the line and you want to go live, you have to press 1. If you're on the line, if you called in and you want to go live, you have to press 1. You want to make a comment or something. But at this time of the show, now if we've been on for about 30 minutes already, And I think we covered about everything. You know what time it is. It's time for the – we got to get some music for that. It's time for the winning picks we've been giving out. I'm not posting them on Facebook. Huh?
I said, yeah, last week was my first bad week.
Oh, yeah. You, Maness, had a bad week. I forgot to post that up there that you had one bad week. I didn't post it. But that was just one. You know, I had mine 2 weeks ago, and then I came back last week and gave out four in a row. Four winners, you know, a four pick parlay, and all four of them won. That was a good parlay. So I'm trying to keep up the steam and pick four more winners this week. But this is a tough week, man. But hey, can't just sit around and twiddle my fingers. We gotta do what we gotta do. So what are we gonna do? Once again, if anybody on the phone lines and you want to make a comment, you gotta press one. If not, right now we're going to do, we're going to take a little quick break, and we're going to come back with the free winning picks of the week. Or the free picks. I better stop saying winning picks. Well, I better just say we'll be right back with the picks. Everybody stay tuned, you know what I mean? I appreciate everybody that's tuning in online or on the phone lines, listening to the podcast. You know, we up here doing our best. We just as good as any other handicappers. I follow a handicapper named Mitch, and man, he be giving out so many wrong picks. He give out so many wrong picks every day, and he's a professional handicapper, and he live in Maui in Hawaii. And I'm saying people hating like, oh, you don't know nothing. You don't know enough about sports to do a podcast. Why not? I got a 50-50 chance just like anybody else. You got a 50-50 chance. You know what I mean? It's about which way the ball land and who catches what injuries and who want to win the most. You know what I mean? Like, it's just gambling. It's just sports, man. That's all. Don't bet your house on it. Again, what they say, gamble –
Nah, bet your house on it. Bet your house on it. Fuck it.
On what game?
Our picks. We've been giving out some good ass picks.
Bet your house on the house.
The first couple of weeks, you would have been picking up some big bread if you would have bet at the picks we picked.
They would have picked our picks. They if you follow our picks, you would be up by now. The 6 week, you should be up big if you following our picks. Well, we covered a lot of stuff today, man. We talked about Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft. We talked about Colin Kaepernick, Russell Wilson. Talked about the local team, the Jets and the Giants. We covered a lot today. You know, we talked a little bit about last week and this week. But you know what everybody waiting for. Everybody waiting for them winning picks that we give out every week on the Small Time Hustlers Sports Podcast. And like I said, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, get your pencils and pads ready, and we'll be right back with them winning picks for week six. Keep your fingers crossed.
Thank you. Hyundai different than the competition in one word? It would be transparency.
And don't miss special offers during the Hyundai Getaway.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the... I always get ready to say my other podcast. I always catch myself. Welcome back to the Small Town Hustler Sports Podcast. Saturday, October 14th. You know, it's college Saturday. I'm about to start studying college right after I get off this podcast. But now, Neff, it's the moment of truth. How many picks you giving out today?
I'm giving out five picks today.
Okay, one second. Let me write this down. Okay. What's your five picks for this Sunday NFL?
I like the Ravens run line.
The Ravens. You gotta tell me what the points is.
Just put run line. I don't know what the point is on that one. I think.
All right, I'll look at it. Ravens run line.
Yeah, then I want the Saints run line. The Saints is favored by 4.5.
Saints run line.
Yeah, give me the Eagles. I'm gonna take a chance with them. You know what I mean? And go. I'm going to go run line with the Eagles, too.
All right, the Ravens is -4.5. Saints is -4.5. And you said who?
The Saints run line, they 4.5.
No, you said the Eagles?
Yeah, the Eagles.
Run line?
Yeah.
All right, that's -6.5.
Yeah, I know.
And what's the other two?
Give me the Lions. Give me them run line too.
Lions run line. Let me see what's the point spread on that. That's three. -3. That's four.
And I'm gonna keep it at that one. I was gonna pick the 49ers, but I'm gonna stay away from that. Yeah, just give me those four,
all right,
man.
Okay, so Sincere pick, his picks for tomorrow, once again, is the Ravens, -4.5, the Saints, -4.5, Eagles, -6.5, and the Lions, -3. Roll with them big favorites this week, huh? Okay. If anybody on the line and you want to give out some picks for the week, you have to press 1. All right, and here we go with my picks for this. Here go my four picks for Sunday. Oh, man, okay. I'm going to go with the Patriots and the Raiders under 41.5. Patriots, Raiders, under 41.5. I'm going to go with my boys, the Cincinnati Bengals again. I'm going to ride Cincy. I think I've been picking them every week now. I'm going to go with Cincinnati Bengals, but take the money line. Okay. See, my last two, I'm going to go with give me the Tennessee Titans in a Ravens game over, I think the last odds is 42.5 now. Still taking it. Take the Titans in the Ravens game over. And my last pick, oh, this is a tough one right here. This one's going to make it or break it. I can't believe I've been studying since yesterday, and I still didn't get 4 picks yet. Trying to be a perfectionist. Oh man, this week scares me.
Scared money don't make money. Scared money.
I'm trying to look for one of the games that's not obvious. I got a whole bunch of stuff written down in front of me, man, of picks I wanted to take. Man, the Bills is minus 15 against the Giants. That's a big point spread right there, man.
Yeah.
That's a big point spread, man. Oh, man. Let me see. Okay. I guess I have to go with my boys. Well, this is what I'm going to do. Give me a minute, everybody. I'm going to take – you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take Miami Dolphins, right? But I'm going to tease it. The point spread done went up the point spread done went up to 14. I'm going to take Miami Dolphins. No, I'm not going to take – I'm going to tease it down. I'm going to tease it to 10 points. So everybody out there, tease the Miami Dolphin pick from 14 to minus 10. So my pick, that's my point. So my points is my 4 picks is Miami Dolphins minus 10, tease down from minus 14. The Patriots and the Raiders under 41.5. Cincinnati money line, and Tennessee Titans and Raven game over 42.5. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. That's the winners for the week. Book it, fill it, cash it in. Can't say we didn't give it to you. If you didn't listen to the show, then you won't know. Because we not posting it. Well, definitely putting in a bet on. I'm putting a bet on Sincere 4 picks and my 4 picks. Matter of fact, I might just make it an 8 pick, man. And you said you like the 49ers, and I said I like the Miami game over. I might make it a 10 pick. Make that a big 10 pick. Listen, man. It's been fun, man. It's been another week of Small Time Hustlers podcast. I thank the people that's on the line. Thank the people that's calling in, listening. I see the phone numbers. Next week, maybe you want to press 1. Press 1 if you want. If not, you just can listen to the show. It's all, whatever you want to do is good with me. Support is support. That's the way I see it. And if you use Sincere Picks and you win, hey, inbox them and thank them and let them know you won. If you use my picks and I win, what doesn't work? Somebody keep texting me saying it doesn't work. What doesn't work? I don't know what you mean it doesn't work.
They probably press 1.
Oh, we press 1. Oh, one second. My bad. Yeah, it wasn't working last night either. The one wasn't working. Let me refresh it real quick. All right, let's see.
All right, yo, what's going on?
3-3-2-1, you live. What's good? What's going on?
You know what? Let me hear a Fritz in my background. Crazy.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Ravens.
Oh, you want to give out some picks? All right, hold on. One second. The Ravens?
Yeah, under.
Ravens under.
They traveling to London. They're not local. They're going to London. That's going to be a big trip.
Oh, they're going to London. Okay.
Yeah.
Ravens under.
I think Philadelphia is going to come back this week against the Jets.
Eagles.
Yeah.
All right. Buffalo Bills over the Jets.
Yeah. Over the Giants.
Oh, I mean over the Giants. My bad.
Yeah.
That ain't no upset. Bills supposed to kill them, man. So the Bills, Ravens under, the Eagles, and you got one more for us?
Yeah, one more. Detroit.
Detroit?
Yeah.
The Lions. All right, that's what's up. The Lions, the Bills. Thank you, man, thank you. The Lions, the Bills, Ravens under, and the Eagles. All right, we definitely gonna keep that written down, and we definitely gonna check back in next week and see how your picks did. All right.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Yes.
All right. Anybody else out there want to make a comment or give out some picks for this week before we sign out? If you missed our picks, I'll go over our picks one more time because I see we got a couple of new callers calling in. I gave out my four picks for them tomorrow. I gave out the Tennessee Titans and the Ravens game over 42.5, Cincinnati Bengals money line, the Patriots Raider game under 41.5, and I gave out Miami. I teased it from minus 14 to minus 10. That's my four picks. My nephew, T-Shawn's, a.k.a. Sincere, his four picks was the Ravens minus 4.5, Saints minus 4.5, Eagles minus 6.5, and the Lions minus 3. So those are picks for the week six lineup, the week six card. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Anything you want to say, Neff, before we sign out?
Nah, man, let's get this money.
What, you going to drop 100 on your four pick?
Nah, I'm going to drop 50
on that. I should have pulled it up. Wait, you know what? Give me one minute before we sign up. You got a minute, Ness?
Yeah.
All right, hold up. I wanna actually pull something up for a minute.
You gonna check the price on that?
Yeah. I'm gonna check the price real quick. See how much they both pull up. But I know it's gonna be a good week of football. Let me see. You got the Ravens. You got the Ravens. You got the Saints. You got the Lions. And you got the Eagles. All right. So for that four pick for, let's say, $25. $25 bring $344, Neff. For $25. Wait, no. That was $28. One second. For $25, you get $307 for that four pick. And also, one of the Saints on FanDuel, they minus 1.5. You said minus 4.5, so that's even better. The Saints is minus 1.5 now. The odds dropped. Let me see what my four pick pay. I took the Patriots and the Raiders under. One second. Patriots and the Raiders under. I took Cincinnati money line. I took the Titans and the Ravens under. Titans and the Ravens under. I'm not going to tease the Miami game. I hear that's going to take too long. I'm just going to do it minus 14. Minus 14 for $25. No, my parlay, $25, paid $262 for $25. $263 for $25. Sound like a good bet. I might put that bet in. So let me see. One more parlay. I'm going to see, and then we out of here. Let's see what the caller who called in and gave us his parlay. Let's see what his parlay pays. He wanted the Lions. He wanted the Bills. He wanted the Bills, Lions, the Bills. And we said Ravens under, right? Ravens under in the Eagle. Okay, one second. Ravens under in the Eagles. This is all being done on FanDuel, ladies and gentlemen, and the Eagles. Okay, for the caller that called in, his parlay, $25 to pay, his parlay paid $331 for $25. His parlay was the Lions, the Bills, the Eagles, and the Ravens on there. All right, that's about it for the day. You heard what Neff said, make that money, you know. I say bet with your head, not over it, responsible. But if you've been following us, you know we've been dead on. Neff is 12-4, and I'm 11-4. That's better odds than the real handicappers. Go ahead, check it out. Go on YouTube and listen to some of the other handicappers and see if they record's as good as that through the first 5 weeks of football. 11-4 and 12-4. I had one bad week, and T-Shawn had one bad week. But we here to kill it this week, so that with that being said, we're about to get up out of here. Everybody tune in next Sunday. Our regular time now is Saturdays at 11 o'clock, just to let you know. Every Saturday, 11 a.m., Small Time Hustler Sport Podcast. Call a friend, tell a friend, you know what I mean? I'm your host, Randy J. Sean Jackson, with my co-host, my nephew, T-Shawn, a.k.a. Sincere. We want people to call in and participate, you know.
Yeah, give out some picks, man. Don't be scared. Give out some picks, man. Call them. Give them an opinion on some shit.
I think they scared.
No need to be scared, man.
And if you win, let us know.
This for everybody, man. Everybody. Put your opinion on it.
And tell us you win. I'm putting in my bets right now. After I put in my college bets. Ain't nothing but winners over here.
That's it. Don't be square,
yo,
be there.
Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
All right.
Get this money, man. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to all the listeners that called in. Thanks to everybody online. We ain't stopping. We ain't quitting. All the haters, you only motivating. You want to say we don't know nothing about sports? I want to say prove it. You want to say we picking loop, we not winning, prove it. You want to say we losing, prove it. You know what I mean? I say we know this about sports and anybody else know about sports. I've been watching football since 1972. So you got the picture. Hey, it's the home of the Dallas Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins. Let's go Cowboys. Let's go Steelers. We out. We out of here.